You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
Parashat Shemini started it right here, as Gemara Mechila brings the sad news. So one of the matters that this parasha we are informed about, the sons of Aaron HaKohen, Nadav and Avihu. So it says that, what was the problem? How come they were punished? So in the Torah says that they brought the strange fire. So Chazal, Chachamenu, Zichronam Livracha, and Midrash brings eight other problems that they committed. So now in the Torah says they brought a fire that they were not permitted to bring. And then the Midrash says eight other things. There's a list. So actually they say Lashon Hara about them. No? Yom HaKippurim, Shaharit. Before we start the Geriyat Torah, the Rav or the Chazan says, Kahal HaKadosh, whoever that cries for death of Nadav and Avihu, Mochalim lo et kol avonato. That whoever that cries for Nadav and Avihu, the passed away, because that's a portion we read in Yom HaKippurim, in the morning. Then we will erase his all avonot. What does that mean? Here we see that it says about Ishzara, no? And all eight other things that is added to their wrongdoing. And then Yom HaKippurim, the Rav says, and the Baal Koreh, they say, whoever that cries for Nadav Avihu, not for Abraham Avinu, not for Yitzhak Avinu, not for Yaakov Avinu, not for David HaMelech, for Nadav Avihu, whoever that cries for Nadav Avihu, all his avonot will be erased. What? What's happened here? You heard?
Yes, we heard. Every Kippur.
Yeah, every Kippur. What happened? In one hand, you see, on the day after Simcha Haramat Mishkan, when the Mishkan was erected, the most elevated time of the history, the Hashem is going to rest his Shekhinah on earth. And then Hashem punishes these two people. And not only that. He says, Moshe Rabbeinu Shalom comes to Aaron HaKohen and says, Biglovai Gadesh, says, you know why your children they were punished? Because they're even the greater than us. Moshe Rabbeinu Shalom says, I thought we'll be the Korban. But I see here that even the greater than us, greater, what's happening here? Moshe Rabbeinu said, I thought it would be us, Rashi HaKadosh brings, but I see Nadav and Avihu, your children, they're even greater than us, even greater than me. Moshe Rabbeinu Shalom, panim v'panim, spoke with Hashem, face to face, went to Shamayim 120 days. Lechem lo achal, umayim lo shata. Nothing. But he says, I see they greater than us. Yom HaKippurim, Mochalim, Kol Avonotav, of the person, Bishud Nadav V'Avihu. Not Bishud Rabbi Meir Balanes, or Avram Avinu, or Yitzhak Avinu, Yaakov Avinu, Nadav V'Avihu. What happened? Did you notice? What's happening here? I should repeat again.
They are higher than the Shana.
How did they know to bring Retore to begin with? They hot Retore, when was it 12? To bring incense, the Majmar, when was it commanded?
Of the eating
I'm sorry, the what? All the chapter of the Kohanim, where is it says? The chapter of the Kohanim, the portion of the Kohanim, Kohen Gadol, where is it in the Torah? No, not the description. When was commanded to bring, like the whole process of the Kohen Gadol, what to bring? Which parasha? The parasha that I'm reading, Yom Kippurim, which parasha is it? What parasha are we reading? Okay, Yom Kippurim. Which parasha? No, not the Navi. Not the Navi. No, but what parasha is it in the Torah? The parasha in the Torah, which parasha is it? Which parasha? Acharei Mot. Parashat Acharei Mot. Parashat Acharei Mot, we're reading Yom Kippurim. Acharei Mot. So now, Acharei Mot, is it before Shemini or after Shemini?
After
Shemini, right? We don't have Acharei Mot yet, right? So now, the whole laws of how to bring Ketoret is later, right? Later.
How did Rabbi Abinu
how to bring Ketoret? How did they know? Where did he get this? Huh? No, that's for Korach. That's something else. No. No, when the Kohen Gadol goes to Kodesh Kodeshim, he has to bring Ketoret.
Yes.
So now we just learned, this is in Acharei Mot. The Acharei Mot is later, Parashot later.
Okay.
So now, this Shabbat, Parashat Shemini, we learned, the sons of Aaron Kohen, they brought Ketoret. How did they know? How did they know to bring Ketoret? How did they know this is the process of Kohen Gadol? Because they acted as a Kohen Gadol. And one of the problems that the Chachamim Zal they bring, they didn't have the Me'il. Because it says, if you don't have the Pa'amon Verimon, so it says that you decree to death. They didn't have the Me'il on. But they were acting, they're pretending they're Kohen Gadol. But how did they know they have to bring incense? Where did they learn this?
Good question. Didn't Moshe do it the first 7 days?
No, he was not permitted to do such a thing. He might be brought Korbanot to practice, to teach. Yeah, wow. Now, Rav Rabotai, listen carefully. Here, Shabram Shah says, Bikrovai, a kavet. What does it mean? Shabram Shalom says, look at these two sons of you, they're so close, they're so attached to the Ribono Shel Olam, that they were able to draw the secret, the laws that even is not told to us. They knew it. And that's how they did it. So now, here we see that Yom HaKippurim, the day, Ayom Menorah, the Yom Lifnei Hashem Titharu, we come to Ribono Shel Olam and we insert a zechut, right? A merit. Whose? Nadav Avihu. Nadav Avihu. That if one is so in pain for losing these two great people, that what happened to them? Machadim lo et kol avonotav. They were erased all his avonot. But why? Here, actually, it's a very, very keen point. The Torah Moshe only says that they brought Esh Zara. The other eight is happened, but it doesn't say in the Torah. Was that they didn't do Netilah Yadayim V'Rigla Raglayim. They were not married. L'chaim, yeah, all of these things. It was eight, it's a big list. But here, why the Torah Moshe doesn't mention nothing? Doesn't say nothing. Because the main problem that could have erased all the other eight that mentions in the Torah, because they were more halacha lifne rabam. Because they did something sarechot, without permission. So that means, even though that they had the knowledge, You know what it is? They already know what the Torah is going to say. They knew it. And that's what Moshe Abraham Shalom is saying. They're greater than us. We thought we will be the Korbanah, the Hagamat Mishkan. But look at this. They're such a great people. But the only problem that unfortunately they brought the punishment to them, because they were so excited. They're so excited. And you know what the main problem was? What was the main problem? What's the main problem?
They
did not have sablanot. There was no patience. Because they were so excited. He said, wow. That's what he says, Birovai Radesh. They wanted to do it right away. They were so elevated to make Hashem happy. So then they even forgot, you know, okay, let's see if it's okay to do or not. So here we see we lost these two great people. Why? Because they could not wait.
So what could the fire got to do with it?
So that's the whole point. When it says Eish Zara, what does Eish Zara mean? There's a fire, it's a physical fire. But sometimes we have a fire inside of us that we want to do right away. We don't, you know, I know to do it. I don't need to ask. I'm going to do it right away. So this is the fire that can bring Churban. Why? Because when you're so sure of yourself and you know, you're definite, you know what to do, that's what the destruction is going to come about. Okay. So that's what exactly the whole unfortunate thing that took place, this Vayehi, is a message that if they had Sablanot, if they would wait, if they would consult with Moshe and Aaron, we could have him, and it could be such a Ge'ulah l'kol Am Yisrael. Hashem Yizakenu, to be Zechutam, Nizkeh B'ezrat Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu give us the right Chokhmah.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.